Yo, Neek, how you feeling?
I really, really feel like an old lady.
Tell me, how do you feel about that?
What do you say? I can't keep up.
But how does it make you feel?
What kind of mess?
Dominique,
baby.
Dominique.
Great job on Hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
So much.
Oh, the Wanda Sykes special? Yeah.
Good
I loved it.
Thank you.
Saturday, January 18th, Hartford, Connecticut, at the Bushnell, and Sunday, January 19th, in Dayton at the Schuster Theater.
Nice.
Going down, top shelf.
You on the top shelf tour. That's
He's
with
on top shelf. Yeah.
Bruce, that's with Bruce
and
Earthquake.
Earthquake and Arnez.
Gary. Oh, that's a good show.
I'll have a great time.
All right, Dominique. There was this flyer advertising a party for the King holiday. And has Dr. King dressed up like a Photoshop like a hip hopper,
mm-hmm.
And it's a lady next to him twerking. And Bernice King is appalled. The daughter of Dr. Martin Luther King, she is appalled by the MLK twerking party flyer.
She shouldn't be. she shouldn't be appalled. They just kids, and that's the way they promote. You know, this is a new era. That's the way they do things, Tom. And the key word, Dr. Bernice, is freedom to twerk. That's how they pay homage. They say freedom to twerk. You know, that's how they got to get people to come out. And she said, Dr. Bernice King said they didn't get it and they didn't understand her father. Yes, they do. That's why they use the word freedom. It's all in the, to twerk. They understand they couldn't twerk without the things that Dr. King did. And that's why they have to promote the party, because you can't promote the party and say, we're going to be listening to the I Have a Dream speech. They not going to get their tickets. They just not that generation. And I think they understand it is a movement. It was a movement in the 60s, and it still is. It just been twerked up a little bit. It's just a little different now. I don't think they were being disrespectful. I don't. And she said, my father wouldn't like twerking. She can't really say that. Because we're in a different generation, you know. I got a 90-year-old cousin, and he liked to see women twerk. You bring your friends around him, he grabbed their hand like Ray Charles. And he can see. Got great vision. Ain't nothing wrong with his vision. You know, so I was like, oh, Dr. Bernice King, have a little fun with it. And her dad, he looked nice on the picture, got on his gold chain. He never seen Dr. King look like that. Dr. King probably be like, it's okay. You know, it's not that bad. I don't think they being disrespectful. No, you can say, because I don't think anybody's going to forget what Dr. King did and who he is. They might have did it wrong, but this is a new generation. They twerk to get their point across.
And the key word is freedom.
Freedom to twerk. That's all. And Dr. King, he was a forward-thinking man, Tom, so he would meet these kids where they were. He would understand them. He wouldn't be upset. He'd be like, okay, I don't know about that, but okay, if that's your way. I don't think they meant it bad. I don't.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Freedom to twerk.
Freedom to twerk.
That's
the key word.
And Dr. King would probably like twerking.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Most men do. You don't know no men that don't like no twerking.